Sorry.
Okay. Care of us. Torah tells us, Vayetze Yaakov b'Beersheva v'yelech Charana. Yaakov goes from Beersheva to Charan. Vayivka b'mokom. Vayolon shom tivo ha-shemesh, vayikach me'avne ha-mokom, vayosim erashosa v'yishka b'mokom ahu. So, Yaakov is leaving. Beersheva is going to Choron. So Rashi then the Torah says page 4 Vayikas Yaakov Mishnoso V'yom Achen Yesh Hashem Amokom Azeh V'anochi Lo Yadati. So the Gemara, Rashi and Chumash quotes from the Gemara in Chulin. Take a look on page 4. Kim Beis Elokim. Amar Vloza B'Shem Rav Yossi Ben Zimra HaSulam HaZeh. Whereas where was the Sulam? So says Rashi, says the Gemara, Omed be'Be'er Sheva, v'emtso shipu magia keneged beis ha-mikdash. She'Be'er Sheva omed be'droma shal Yehuda, v'yushalayim be'tzvona. Be'er Sheva is in the south, and Jerusalem is in the north. V'gvul she'ben Yehuda ben Yomim. U'beis el, haya be'tzofen shal Nachlas ben Yomim. V'gvul she'ben ben Yomim u'ben Yehuda. Nimtso sulam sheragla be'er Sheva, Rosh Rabbi Beisel Magia Emtzvo Shupo B'Yushalayim. Whereas the Sulam was, it's the bottom part of the Sulam was in Beersheva, the top part was in Beit El, and the middle was Mechuvan Keneged Yushalayim. In other words, Kaviyachol, it's like a magical Sulam that was grounded in Beit El. The middle of it, it was tilted, so the middle of it was above Yushalayim. And the top was in Beit Del. Ufisha Amr Rosainush, Amr Kadosh Baruch Hu, Tzadik Zeh Bal Lefan, the base of Maloni, the Potter Balonina, but Amr Yaakov Karl Yishlan Beit El. Hechan Lomdu, Omar Kena, Shenekar Hamur Mikan, Zoi Kvitas Ha'aretz. And the Gemara says in Chulon, Shabbat Beis Hamikdash Lekrotzo Ad Beit El. If you go in Tomek, Shavar Yaakov Al Beis Hamikdash Madu Lo Ikvu Sham Iyu Lo Yov Libe Lespal Mokum Shpalu Avosam Shemayim Kvu. What happened was like this. What happened was that Yaakov Avinu was walking from Be'er Sheva and he was going to Charan. And during his trip he passed Yerushalayim, but somehow it didn't register, so he didn't daven there. He just passed it by, and then all of a sudden he gets to Charan, and it dawned upon him what just happened. That he passed Yerushalayim, and he didn't take advantage of, once you're in Yerushalayim, might as well daven. So he decides he has to go back. So he starts going back, and he gets to Beit El, but his destination was to go back to Yerushalayim. So Kvitzes Haderech is an unusual kfitzas haderech. What usually kfitzas haderech means that I'm here, I need to get to Atlanta, so I get kfitzas haderech, I get to Atlanta. It's sooner than normal. Here the kfitzas haderech was that the Mokam HaMikdash, the Har HaMoriah, came to him. In other words, since he realized that he missed Yerushalayim, he passed it by, and now he's walking back, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't have him to have him walk back all the way. He's just walking back part of the way to Beit El, from Haran to Beit El. In the meantime, so Har HaMoriah comes to him. And it was a kfitzas haderech, not in the terms of him getting there, but the place coming to him. And the Ramban al HaTorah disagrees. The Ramban al HaTorah says it's not true. It's a regular din of kfitzas haderech. That he comes back. It was also the same idea that he went past Yerushalayim, and he didn't take advantage of it, and so he gets kfitzas haderech to get back there. And that's what the Ramban says on page 8. Lo nirali klal. So it's this idea that Rashi says that the kfitzas haderech was that once he passed Yerushalayim and he comes to Haran, and now he realizes that he didn't miss the opportunity to daven Yerushalayim. So Rashi learns, so he went a little bit towards Yerushalayim and Yerushalayim came to him. Ramban says that's not the case. Lo nira l'kal. Shein kfitzas archik shvir Yaakov al-Kaosos Amr Belezer ad Avarom. The same type of kfitzas haderech that Eliezer had to get to the Mokum, not that the Mokum comes to him, is the same thing that Yaakov has as well. Kaven sha'ala believable b'charon lachz of kufzul or to pogah b'mokum shapalu asvosam. In other words, the kfitzas haderech was that he. In other words, according to Rashi, Avram went from Beersheva to Haran. He missed Yerushalayim. Now he decides to go back. So he goes back part of the way to Beit El, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu meets him, so to speak, in Beit El. Yerushalayim comes to him. Whereas the Ramban learns that he went from Beersheva to Haran, and in Haran, all of a sudden, he realizes that he forgot. He was walking and he passed by Yerushalayim and he didn't even daven there. So he has kfitzas haderech to get back to Yerushalayim. Oh. But the Yisod Rabosai, which either pshat, is that a lot of times we're in a makom, and like you're in yeshiva or wherever you are, and there's so much opportunity to take advantage, and then the year goes by and we say, hey, I was right there, I could have done all this and I just passed it by. So Yaakov Avinu, the way the Shem Yishmuel explains, was on such a high madrega that he had such a tshuka that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought it to him. He gave him another opportunity, so to speak. Whichever way, through getting there quickly or the Malkum coming to him, however you understand it. Metaphysical understanding, whatever it is. But basically, Yaakov Avinu had an opportunity of Ruchnius, because he was Mamish in Yerushalayim, the Malkum Shishpalu Abosov, and he somehow, we don't understand exactly how, but he didn't, he just passed it by. And he didn't take advantage. I could have davened here. I could have learned here. He doesn't take advantage. So Yaakov Avinu had such a burning desire, had such a great charata, because Baruch Hu gave him another chance. But you can't rely on that. We're not always, a person's not always the Yaakov Avinu that gets the other opportunity. So you always have to say, you always have to look at whatever stage you are in life now. Now, and is there something that opportunity that's at my doorstep that I'm not taking advantage of? Yaakov realized there was an opportunity
He passed Yerushalayim and he didn't daven there. He just passed it by. And then once he went to Haran, he realizes, oh, you know, I passed up a great opportunity. He wasn't makir. He wasn't makir. B'shas Maisa. A lot of times a person's in yeshiva, he has opportunities to learn, to come, you know, to be here all the time. All the time, Larabos, Sundays, you know. And then he graduates and he goes into the, quote, the real world, and then there's really not as much time. And then he says, oh, I mamish was in the mokom shespalu avosai, meaning I was in a mokom that I have an opportunity to grow, and I just passed it by. So sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you other opportunities. Yaakov Avinu had a tremendous shuka, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu restored it. But not everyone's on that, has that level of shuka that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to mamish restore the opportunity, just like the opportunity. Yaakov got a replica of what he missed. We, if we don't take advantage, maybe we'll hopefully get other opportunities, but it won't be like Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu has special Tiyat Shmaya, he has special, you know, Kfisas HaDerech. We can't rely on these special Kfisas there. We have to say that if there's an opportunity in life that I can take advantage, an opportunity to do chesed, and I missed it. It's an opportunity to learn, an opportunity to help out a friend. So many, life is full of opportunities. You can't say later in life, I passed the makom shespalu avosai, and I didn't take advantage. That's, Yaakov felt bad. And he felt so bad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu restored it. But again, that's Yaakov Avinu. There's a famous chazal in Gemara Chulin, on Sadi Aleph on the base. Sadi Aleph on the base is really the story that I just told you, that Rashi quotes, about Yaakov passing Yerushalayim and wanting to come back, the whole Kfitzas HaDerech, right? Kimato L'choron, Omar, Efshar Avarti, Al-Mokum Shispalu Avosai, So this machlokus, Rashi and the Ramban, what does it mean, kavtzula ara? Does it mean the land came to him, or does it mean he went to the land? Oh. So then, keep going further down. It says, Vayachalom v'hine sula mutzav arza, Tanaka, v'hine malachi alkim olim v'yordim bo. Olim shnaim v'yordim shnaim. So then it says, Olim mustaklim b'diyuto shomala, v'yordim mustaklim b'diyuto shomata. Bo'olu sakunim miyad hinei Hashem nitzav alav. So the way Gemara says that the malachim went up on the sulam, they looked what was doing upstairs, and they came down, and they wanted to kill Yaakov. And Hashem protected him. Hinei Hashem nitzav alav. So what's pshat? So there is a famous way Rav Shechter likes to say over based on Rav Chaim Volozhiner, but before we get to that, let me tell you a famous vort from Rav Shimon, from Shimshon Ashtrapola, the famous Mekubal, Rav Shimon Ashtrapola, and it's a drush, but it's, the Musar is very powerful, okay? And you should remember it the rest of your life. Okay? What did the pasuk say? Let's look at the pasuk again. On page 4. Tayiket Yaakov Mishnoso Tayomer Achen Yesh Hashem B'mokom Hazeh V'anochi lo yadati. Right? Achein yesh Hashem b'mokom hazeh, v'anochi lo yadati. Oh. Okay, that's the key thing. Achein yesh Hashem b'mokom hazeh, v'anochi lo yadati. So Shimshon Ashtrapola says like this. Take a look Right, but before we get, take a look on page 15. Pasuk in Yecheskel. It says, V'arba panim le'echad. The kruvim that were by the Kisei HaKavod had four faces. To each angel had four faces. Pnei ha'echad, pnei ha'kruv. One of them was the face of a kruv. Pnei ha'sheni, pnei adam. The Gemara explains in Sukkah that the kruv is a little child. Adam is a more mature adult. Right? So one kruv was one face. In other words, the angels had four faces, each like a cube. Each side was a different face. So one of them was a face of a little child. One of the face was a mature adult. The third face was a lion, Aryeh, and the fourth was a Nesher, was an eagle. Okay? That's what the pasuk says in Yecheskel. Now, based on the Gemara in Chulin, who was the Adam? The Adam was what? It was Yaakov Avinu. Because the pasuk, it says that they were Olim, and they were looking the way Yaakov looked in Shamayim, and then they were Yardim, and they were looking the way Yaakov looked Ba'aretz. And the way Rav Shechter explains from Rav Chaim Volozhin, the pshat is that everyone in Shemayim has their potential versus actual. That's the way Rav Shechter explains it. So the actual was Yaakov in a certain way. The potential, that was the potential. The actual was what he really is. And the Malachim saw that he wasn't living up to his potential. Right? So they wanted to kill him. And Nei Hashem, Nitzav Olav, protected him. But the Adam, Chazal say, is Yaakov Avinu. So it comes out that you had four faces. You had the Kruv, Adam, Aryeh, and Nesher. So says Rav Shimon Ashrapoli, let's say it outside first, and then we'll see it inside. Achein Yesh Hashem B'mokom Hazeh. He says, Yaakov Avinu, I always knew that in Shemayim there's the Achein, the Aleph, the Aryeh, the Chaf, the Kruv, the Nun, the Nesher. He always knew about that. But Anochi Lo Yadati, the Yud, the Yaakov, that my face is there also, that I didn't know. Meaning, I knew in Shemayim there's the Demus of the Aryeh, the Kruv, and the Nesher, but I didn't know there was an Aryeh, Kruv, Nesher, and Yaakov. Meaning, I didn't know how great I could be. I didn't know what my potential is. I didn't know my self-value. I knew that there's a holy lion, the Aryeh, the Kruv, and the Nesher. Achein Yesh Hashem b'mokom hazeh, v'anochi lo yadati. But Aryeh, Nesher, Kruv, Yaakov, Adam, lo yadati. That's what Shimon Ashrapoli. Take a look. Page 16. Yadati Omru Chazal, the Mus Odom Sharba Sachayas Amerkova, the Diukno Shel Yaakov Avinu. That he's the Odom. Vine Yaakov Avinu ke Esal Yidei Mara Hasulam Shara Kisei Kvod Yisporach Noze Shagam Tsurasu Chakuka Bekisei HaKovod. In other words, he sees now that his image is on the Kisei HaKovod. Far Ata Yoda Shachakuk Bekisei HaKovod Arye Kruv Nesher Rashi Tevas Ochein. That I always knew about the Achein, Fizesh Omar Achein Yesh Hashem Mokom Mozev. Ulam Anochi, Rashatevos, Aryeh, Nesher, Kruv, Yaakov, Zelo Yadati. So what did I entitle this year? Erech Hazman Hamokom Ve'Odom. Meaning, we don't always take advantage of the value of the time. Is what this time in our life, what we could do, the makom that we're in, what we could take advantage of, and the adam, who we are, because everyone, we're b'nei Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov is basically the one who is Miyaseid Shiftei Yisrael. And we're all, you know, Avram Yitzchak, of course, but basically we're Bnei Yaakov, we're Bnei HaShvatim. So that means in a certain sense, all of us have our Dmus Yukna. We're all that Adam of Yaakov Avinu. Means that means we have tremendous potential. But we're not Makir. We sell ourselves short. Achein yesh Hashem b'mokam hazeh. We know that the Aryeh, we know there's a holy kruv, we know there's a nesher, but we don't realize that it's anochi lo yadati, but I never realized that there was the yud there. I never realized that my picture is there too. Meaning that I am close to the Kisei HaKovod in terms of the potential that I have. That anochi lo yadati. And that was the whole mistake here. As great as Yaakov was, for some reason he missed an opportunity. Mistama, we know Yaakov Avinu 14 years didn't sleep in Shem Ve'Aver, so it's not like he's missing all the opportunities. Some reason, maybe he was thinking and learning, he was just distracted, how he missed it. But it was but Chazal said it was a missed opportunity. And it was a miss, according to Rav Shimon Astropoli, it was a misrecognition of who he was. And that's how Rav Shachter always says over. That's how Rav Shachter always says over. That you could take a look. I quote here from Rav Chaim Volozhiner. You know the Medrash Rabbah, Moshe Moshe, Avraham Avraham. That by Moshe Moshe, if you ever look in a Chumash, in the print of Chumashim, when it says Moshe Moshe, Vayomer Hineini, there's no line. By Avraham Avraham, it says Avraham, then there's a line, Avraham. The line's not in the Chumash. It's not in the Sefer Torah. It's in our printed Chumashim. What does that mean? When you're laying it, you pause. Avraham, Avraham, by Yom Hinei. By Moshe Moshe, you don't pause. So the Medrash Rabbah on page 10 discusses why by Avraham, Avraham, there's a hefsek, and Yaakov, Yaakov, there's no hefsek. So the Medrash says the reason is because Hashem was calling Moshe when Klal Yisrael was in distress. So he had to call him quickly. Moshe, Moshe, go save him. By Avraham, Avraham, there was no rush. So he could pause. But the way Rav Shechter says over from Rav Chaim Volozhiner, Rav Chaim Volozhiner says it a little bit differently. I'll tell you how Rav Chaim Volozhiner says it. But Rav Shechter always says it, it's because Moshe, Moshe, the two Moshes represent the Moshe Lamala and the Moshe Lamata. And Moshe reached his potential. So therefore there was no hefsek. There was no psik between the potential Moshe and the actual Moshe. Everyone else, even as great as they were, Avraham and Yaakov, there was a hefsek between the two. Rav Chaim Volozhiner, Rav Shechter always says that from Chaim Volozhiner. Rav Chaim Volozhiner, the way he says it, it might boil down to the same thing, but he says it a little bit differently. He says that in everyone has a neshama. So most of our neshama is in Shemayim, never comes down to this world. Only part of our neshama comes down to this world and is encased in a guf. It's similar to and the part that's encased is the low part of the neshama. So it's like, the guf is like a shoe. The guf is like a shoe, just like your shoe is on the bottom of your foot. It's not on your whole body, it's on the bottom of your foot. So our body is like a shoe that encases the bottom of our neshama. The top part of the neshama never came down. Because that's the, and a person who's totally ruchni, so the encasing of his guf is like batel, so in the middle there's no hefsek between the part of the neshama and the shamayim and the part of the neshama and the aretz. But everyone else who's not totally ruchni like Moshe Rabbeinu was still has the encasing, so there's a hefsek between that part of the neshama and that. Rav Shechter says it over in a more, you know, less esoteric way that it means the potential and the actual. And that's why the malachim, that's what it means. The malachim went up and then they went down and they wanted to kill him because they saw he wasn't living up to his potential. And Nei Hashem needs our malachim. But part of the idea, as great as Yaakov Avinu was, you see, he missed an opportunity. Or he didn't realize how great he was. Achein yesh Hashem b'mokom hazeh. The Aryeh, the Kruv, and the Nesher, that he knew. But Anochi, the Aryeh, Kruv, Nesher, Yaakov, lo yadati. I never realized that's who I am. That's who I could be. And there's a vort in the Sefer Ava Sholem. The last page. by Rav Menachem Mendel of Kosov.
He says that that's exactly what the Sula was all about. Because we're saying that a person sometimes doesn't realize how great he is. So the Sula is Musav Arsa, Rosh HaMagia HaShemayim. So what does that mean? I mean, sometimes that a person feels so low about him, he has to realize that he's Rosh HaMagia HaShemayim. He has to realize that how great he is, that he's in Shemayim, he's great. But sometimes a person's so balgaivadik, so he has to realize that he's still mutzavatsa. So that's what he writes. Inesula mutzavatsa, yishlomer, ineyadua, shetzarecha isha maskel, vakish esos v'takbulas, latsus v'lchoma meyetzahara. The yetzahara is always trying to trap you, right? Hainu, shimavakish yishara lashpilo. The yetzahara sometimes tries to knock you down. That, yeah, you're a boss of a dom, you can't do anything good. You have chomer, ad yachas keneged midas his par. So sometimes you have to take the Yetzirah, who wants to lower you, and say, no, I can reach hot heights. I can. I'm a chelek elokavima. And if the Yetzirah is maybe sruchu, but sometimes the Yetzirah wants you to believe like you're a balgai. So therefore, you need Yashvilatzel. The clause is, Dom she'en lo sov kol an hagas adam kol yimekol. As that suva mutzar, peyashka, Yetzirah rosa la shpilo. If the Yetzirah is mutzavarza, he wants to bring you down. So then, yochaz b'midas paros, you have to realize rosa b'gir shamayim. But if the Yetzirah is megis rucho, and he tries to make believe that you're a haughty person, and try to convince you of that, then you have to look at the Sula Mutzavarza. And that's the key. In other words, a person can't have arrogance. He has to realize that the Sula is Mutzavarza. But if he's going to let that lower him, and he's going to not have any self-confidence, so then he has to look at Rosh HaMagia Shemayim. He has to realize, Anokhi Lo Yadati, that's the most awesome of you that you could reach. And Yaakov didn't realize. As great as he was, there was certain on his madrega something lacking in his hakara of the makom, of the zman, and of the other. And that's what we have to take advantage. There's so much that you could do. So years in yeshiva, you know, everyone, especially in YU, everyone's in a rush. They want to graduate, they want to, and then they realize they go and they're working 15 hours a day and they're busy, and then they said, what did I rush for? Where was I going? And then I didn't take advantage of all the good opportunities. I could have learned much more. I could have had to do more chesed. I could have done better. There's so many opportunities. I could have come to shir all the time. I could have spoken to the Rebbe more. I could have spoken to my chaverim more. I could have, you know, you can't rush. You got to take things as they come. You can't rush through life. Instead, you rush through life. Then you said, where did I? And now you're there. And now what? I have karata that I rushed because you didn't take advantage of the makom and you didn't realize what your potential. It doesn't mean that everyone's going to be a gadol hador, but there's so much you could do in any area that you, as we discussed last week, that different people are good at different things, and the bracha is that we should be ola in the area that we're good in. But the idea is take advantage of all the opportunities you have. You can go on a Shabbaton, you can spend time, you can hit the Brit Torah, you know, or if you missed a day of Shir, you can get it online, you can get it on tape. Don't lose those opportunities. The opportunities are here. Don't lose them. In other words, don't say, I passed Yerushalayim, oh, and why didn't I take advantage? And now, the question is, can I ever get back there? So Yaakov Avinu was a tzaddik, Hashem let him get back. But not everyone is going to have that the second chance of Yaakov Avinu, or if Yaakov Avinu had the second chance on the same level of the first time, not everyone's going to have that. So be makir who you are. Makir, anochi lo yadati. Makir, that you're the most other. That's the most Yaakov Avinu. Your chokul, you have that great potential. Your chokul kol kisei Yaakova. Don't undersell yourself short. On the other hand, don't be a balgaiva. Don't make, you know, walk around as if you're the best person and everyone else is nothing, and then because that's what the customer said,
If you think you're so high, you got to look at the Sula Mutsa Varsa. But if you think you're so low, then you have to look at the Rosh HaMagia Shemaima, and then you'll be able to live life in its fullest, taking advantage, Bez Hashem, of every opportunity that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us.